share with you two and possibly three different nekudas related to the parasha, which I hope you'll be perceptive enough to see the connection between them, although they're different at different points, but they work together. First, they revert on the beginning of the parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Lech lecha mi'artzecha mi'mlartcha beis avicha l'eretz asherecha. Avram, he tells him you've got to go to Eretz Canaan. And he tells him, when you go there, Escha l'goy gadol, you'll be zeichet to banim, to kavit, to aisher. You'll have all kinds of goodies when you get there. So we know this is counted as one of the ten messianists of Avraham Avinu. What's the Messiah? What's the Messiah? He's Hashem says, look, if you stay here, no kids, no money, no covet. If you move to Eretz Canaan, money, covet, and kids. Now, even if a boss of a dog promised you those things, if he could deliver, you would probably move. And if the Rabbi Shalom promises you all those things, it doesn't seem like this is the first of Avraham's ten big Nesayas. What was the big big Nesayas that Avraham had? He was back here. It was a very easy thing. Sounds like a great deal. You know, one move. Right, he misses his father's house. It's not, you know, but he wasn't a baby. He was really an older person, and it doesn't seem like such a big Nesayas. So the Archaim HaKadosh on Pasuk Dalid explains what the Messiah was. In Pasuk Dalid it says, "Vayelach Avram kasha diber elav Hashem." It says that Avram went kasha diber elav Hashem. That even though Avram was promised all of these wonderful rewards for going, the Nisayan was, and his key of the Nisayan was, that he didn't go because of that. He went because Kashadibur Al Hashem, because Hashem said. That's why it says, Vayelach Avram Kashadibur Al Hashem, Vayelach Itai Light. And light went with him. It could have just said, Vayelach Avram the light. But it's Vayelach Avram Kashadibur Al Hashem. Avram was the one that was Mitzvah. And he went because L'shem Mitzvah. Light went with him. Why did light go? So light had his own cheshbonis for going along. It was. But Avram went for that reason. The Arachayim says, with that it's answered. The parasha begins by Yoimer. You know, Amira is Lashon Racha, is a soft Lashon. And Dibur is a heavy Lashon. It says, Vayoimer Hashem al Avram. It means Hashem told him softly. Then it says, "Ve'elach Avram kasha diber elav Hashem." It should say, "Kasha Amar elav Hashem." So he says, "No." "Vayomer Hashem." Hashem said, "Beloshin racha." Hashem said, "You'll get mamin and kavod and aisher." Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Beloshin racha." But "Ve'elach Avram kasha diber elav Hashem." Avram didn't go because of that. Avram went, even if it would have been diber elav Hashem. Hashem said, "Go," with no promises. He was mukhan because Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Go." So that basically Hashem said do it and you have a Tayelet Gashmi from it. And Avram worked on himself. It's a big Avaida, because it's one thing to do things for Ruchni Sticker purpose if you don't know of a Gashmi Sticker purpose. He knew there'd be a Gashmi Sticker Tayelet, and nevertheless he only went because Kashadibur Elav Hashem, because Hashem spoke to him. That's the first Nisayon of Avram, and that's the Gadlus of Lech Lecha. That's what the Arachayim HaKadosh says here on Pasuk Dalet. It's a nice word to it by itself. I think there's a second Nakuta regarding Avram, which maybe will help us a lot. Avram, we know, did something that's incredible. He was Zaycha to be Oymed on Torah without a Messiah, without Nevuah. He didn't have Nevuah till he was advanced in years. He was either 70 or 75 when he had his first Nevuah. And he was Zaycha without any Nevuah, without any Messiah, without any Sefer Torah, to be oimer on amitas shal Torah, on the mitzvahs of Torah. It's something which is an incredible level for a person to be able to understand that. How could Avraham do that? It's an incredible thing to be so oiska arbit, to be oimer on Ratzon Hashem, just on the Bria itself. Reb Tzadik writes in Sukkos HaTzadik, it's Ois Nun Gimel, he writes a Yesod. The Gemara very often says in different places, "Vahainu da'amri inshi." The Gemara brings something down. It says, "Hainu da'amri inshi." This is what people say. People doesn't say. People say, and it stems with this Gemara. But the Gemara says that there was a person who had a saying. It brings a saying that some unnamed person said. So, why is the Gemara bringing sayings that people say? So Tzadik writes that besides the fact that, of course, Torah, the Ikkar we have is Torah, is from Masaira, but people are capable from within themselves of bringing out ideas of Torah which they never heard, which they never got from Masaira. But if you pursue Emes, you can hit on points of Emes even if you were never taught it. It's just within every person, or certainly within every Yid, to be able to bring out concepts that are MS, and they become Tyra, Hainu Damri Inshi. Sometimes something that a person is aimed on is true. And he points out a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that is Ayin Omer Aleph. The Gemara here, the Gemara is in the middle of talking about Pshara. In the Din Tyra, the Gemara discusses the idea of a Pshara. I'm sure you've all heard of Pshara, which is where the Beis Din could either paskin al pi din, strict din, or a Pshara. Pshara is a compromise of sorts between the two sides. In the middle of the Sugya, the Gemara throws in, I think, six or seven sayings that people say. And on each one, the Gemara brings, the Gemara goes like this. I'll read to you one or two just to give you examples, and you'll understand. It says, "Havu dehava kamar va'azel." It was a person who always said, "Kamar va'azel" means he was always saying, "Tuvia deshoma va'adish chafu abishtameya." He said that a person who listens to someone belittling him. Deshama va'adish, tuvia, it's good. Deshama va'adish, someone who listens and he's quiet, he doesn't answer back. Chafu abishtameya, he saves himself 100 problems. Somebody starts up with you, somebody antagonizes you, and you don't answer. So this is a saying that somebody had. Chafu abishtameya, he saves himself 100 tsaros. So that's a saying that someone said. And then the Gemara says, Amalei Shmuel Rebbe Yehuda, Kroksiv. It's a pasuk. He brings him a car, Paitamayim, Rishis Madan. He brings him a car. So you see, this is the seder of the Gemara. People said this saying. Ahu, not a chash of a person. There's a person who said this all the time. And Shmuel tells Rabbi Yehuda, I have a pasuk. The same thing the next one. Ahu da have a kama vazel. There's a man who always used to say, Atarti tlas gan v'alai miktol. He said that. He said a ganiv could get away with something two or three times, but ultimately he'll be caught. The person's a ganiv, so even if he gets away a few times, ultimately he'll be caught. Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda kroksiv. I have a pasuk for it. Come on, keeps on going. It has, I think, six or seven sayings, and almost all of them are Shmuel. I think one of them is Rav Huna, but kroksiv. Rav Huna brought a few pesukim. This is the Seder of the Gemara. So Tzadik says, what's the lesson of this? And really, the Gemara, it's a very funny Gemara. The Gemara should just say, there's a pasuk that says this, and from here we learn this inyan. The Gemara goes through, Ahu, there was this person who used to say this, Amalei Shmuel Kroksiv, have a makar in a pasuk. The Seder is interesting, but so Tzadik says, it's teaching us this Yisayid. Ahu da have a kama va'azel. This person came up with it himself. He wasn't a Talmud Chacham. He didn't know how to darshan Paitamayim Reishis Madan that it refers to fighting. But on his own, he was able to be Aymer on the Emes. And then Shmuel said, Shmuel's a Talmid Chacham, Shmuel said, Krosiv. The lesson is that a person, obviously a person who's seeking Emes, can sometimes, from within himself, come up to Nekudas of Torah that are true. It's within every person, even if you didn't learn, or even if you don't learn a certain Inyan, to be able, if you pursue something honestly from within yourself, to come up with things, and Rav Tzadik says that becomes Torah. And that's why the Gemara brings Ahuda Avakamer, because even when he said it, that becomes the Amitas Shel Torah. I once heard from Rav Maisha. He said, we say in Slichais Al Tashlichenu in Shema Keleinu. We say Pasik by Pasik Shema Keleinu. We say Al Tashlichenu Mufanecha. Is there such a pasuk? Al tashlichenu mufanecha. A pasuk anywhere? Obviously, I wouldn't ask you if it was a pasuk. Right? There's no such pasuk. What's the pasuk? The pasuk in Tehillim. Al tashlichenu mufanecha. Rakachcha atikach mimeni. David is talking about himself. So what we do is we change the pasuk into Lashon Rabbah, like. It says Yul Rasei Nimrei Fi VeEgin Libi L'Fanechas. We change Yul Rasei Nimrei Finu VeEgin Libeinu. Right? We change it in Shema Keleinu. So Rav Moshe said he doesn't understand the other pesukim that you change to Rabbin. He understands. And Al Tashlichenu Mufanecha. Also, he understands. David said it about himself. We say it about everybody. But Veruach Kachecha Tikach Mimenu. David, you know, he had Ruach HaKadosh, so he said, Ruach HaKadosh, Atikach Mimenu. He said, Hashem, don't take away my Ruach HaKadosh. but we say for Lashon Rabbah, about everybody in Shul, you know, Ruach HaKadosh, we all have Ruach HaKadosh, and don't take it away. So Rav Moshe asked, what's the pshat? We changed that to Lashon Rabbah, Ruach HaKadosh, Atikach Mimenu. So Rav Moshe said, that advice is then Machinami. Every person has within him some nekuda of Ruach HaKadosh, where a person from within himself, what is Ruach HaKadosh? It's this nekuda that a person can be zeicha to some type of a gilui in Torah, or a gilui Ratzon Hashem, from within himself. A person, you know, we don't have Ruach HaKadosh like Gedolei Yisrael Ruach HaKadosh, but everybody has within him the ability to be Oymed Ala Emes, to really be able to find amitus with his sense of what's right, of yosher, of whatever small amount of yedias haTorah we have, that gives us the ability to come up with new things, to come up with ideas that are correct. Yeah, it's within us. It's just something we have to work on ourselves. So the Rav Tzadik says that's this Gemara. That's when the Gemara says that there was this person who said this. This was the nekuda that he was trying to bring out. The Gemara is trying to bring out this nekuda that every person within him has the ability to be oimid on amitasei shel Torah from within himself. It's not an easy thing, but everybody can do it. Even a person who wasn't zeichet to get his name in the Gemara, who davakos or kamahos. Now this is what Rav Tzadik says. So let me ask you, if you understand the Rav Tzadik, who was greater in this memory? This unnamed person who was able to figure it out without a pasuk, or Shmuel who was able to figure it out from a pasuk? So who's greater? I mean, overall Shmuel was greater, you knew Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Gemara says, Ahuda Avakam, this person who didn't learn much, maybe he was an Einus, I don't know, he wasn't a Rasha, he just didn't learn. And he said, you know, Tovia Deshama Vadish Fafua Bishlameya, it's better not to get into fights, it's better not to answer, because then you don't have Tzaris. Shmuel says, I know from a pasuk. So who's bigger?
Who's the Gemara Damas didn't even get his name in the Gemara?
He didn't get his name in the Gemara. The Chazal say whoever got his name in the Gemara had to have a certain Madrega. The Chayyim Mason, whatever that means. But what's bigger? To figure it out from within you or to figure it out from a pasuk? A Chayra. this person was much better. He was able to figure out himself, like Avraham Avinu, figure out everything himself. Shmuel said, well, maybe Shmuel was able to figure out himself, but in this Gemara he just says, I know if I'm a Pasuk. Shmuel's not the lower Madrega in this memory than this gentleman. No? It could be wrong, but Lamaisi was Amir Al Emes here. It was Amir. You know, there's a, I forget how many, there's the 13 sayings of Ben Franklin. Right? You ever heard of that? There's the 13 sayings of Ben Franklin. So Salanta made a chart of 13 Hanhagis that clearly were taken, if I'm allowed to say it, from Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin lived in the late 1700s, in case you never heard of him. Probably heard of him, because he was on, was it on which bill? $100? So he said 13 sayings of the way people should, 13 principles of behavior. And many years later, we saw Salanta, who lived 100 years later, he made his Yud Gimel Darchei HaHanhaga, and they're exactly the same 13, the same order as Mishkashem. I mean, he didn't write Franklin's name on it, but he improvised it for the Muslim movement. It's exactly the same 13. So who's bigger? And it's not just Gemara. Right? The Huda Kama Vazel, this person was going around saying it. So he saw Salanta made already, you know, he gave it the right name, Chesed, and whatever the name is. So who's bigger? The one who's doing it on his own, or the one who needs the car for it? No. The one who's in this Nakuda, Hashem, I'm not comparing Ben Franklin to Salanta, but I'm saying in this Nakuda, he was doing it on his own, and he was he had to have a Makar in the park.
What would you say? People
figure things out
there many times, but we know that everything's
written
in the
Torah.
So one
finding
in the
Torah, shouldn't he be bigger? So if he could have figured himself, yes, you could say that maybe Shmuel could have really figured himself. But he had a Makar, which is great. It could be. It could be that's the Hesber. But there's another Nakuta, and I think it's important. Why shouldn't you get into fights with people? Why shouldn't you fight with people? Someone gives you a headache. Why shouldn't you answer? Somebody, you know, you have a traffic altercation with somebody, and this guy starts using language that you're not familiar with out his window. Why shouldn't you answer? Why shouldn't you answer? Mr. Karstafashis. Right? Why shouldn't you answer? What's the reason that a person should behave properly? So, well, let's see. Hahu, this gentleman said, and he was Mechavin Alamis, said, Chafua Bishtameya. If you keep your mouth shut, you save yourself 100 tzaras. So that's a very good reason. Right? The reason that you should behave is because Chafua Bishtameya, you save yourself 100 headaches. Or Ganev. Listen to what this person said. You should know a Ganev, even if you're successful two or three times, a Ganev is ultimately caught. Once you're a Ganev, every Ganev keeps on stealing until he's caught. You could succeed two times, three times, five times. Ultimately, it's just you're going to end up caught. So it's not a good idea, especially here. They used to kill Ganoven, right? Trade plus the Gamba loy miktol. Eventually, you're going to get killed. It's not worth it. So let me ask you, why shouldn't you steal? So Hahu, he said, you know, you shouldn't steal because ultimately you'll be caught. That's why you shouldn't steal. So that's one madrega. It's also Torah. It's also true. Right, Kroksiv, right, Hashloisha Pisha Yisrael, Vala Arba Lo Yashivenu, the Gemara brings the Pasuk. It's also true, but it's not the Madrega. The reason you shouldn't steal is because you'll be caught. That's the reason you shouldn't steal. The reason you shouldn't steal is because it's wrong to steal. Now, it's true that if you keep on stealing, ultimately you'll be caught. Or the reason you shouldn't fight, but you shouldn't argue with somebody. The reason you shouldn't argue is because you have tzaras from it. The reason you shouldn't argue is because it's the right thing to do. But Hahu, he was aimed on it on his own. Which is greater? It's greater is somebody who does it because the Torah says. Shmuel, who knows that it's Ratzon Hashem, is greater than this person who knows it's a very practical thing to do. It's a very practical thing to do. Don't steal, ultimately you're going to get caught.
But Shmuel didn't bring so,
the tobacco. It's true. But he said, the Bar Yehalom told us this. Bar Yehalom told us this, just like Avraham. You see how this fits in with the Avraham. Avraham was told, you'll become a rich man. Now if Avraham would go because he'll be a rich man, so it's a no-brainer. Even we would do that. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would promise us Aisher Kavod and Bonim, we probably do it just for Aisher. We need the Kavod and the Bonim, we do it just for the Aisher alone. No, wouldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises? And he promises everything. And who does he have to leave already? He has to leave Terach. No big shakes, no great shakes. So we would do it. So Avraham didn't say it's not true I'm going to have Oishah Kavod and Banim. He just said that that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that's all very godly. But I'm doing it because it's the correct thing to do. It's a different Madrega. A different Madrega in Avaida. So what comes out is that there are two nekudas. There's the simple nekuda, which is to be aiming on certain things because it's just right. It's the right thing to do in the way the Bria goes. It's just a God is ultimately caught. Now the Gemara, one of the six that the Gemara says, talks about marriage. So Ahuda become of a Azul. So this man said, when our love was strong, when our love was strong, so we could even make a bed on the edge of a blade. It doesn't matter, you didn't need a big apartment, wherever we were was good enough. Now that our love is not strong, so it doesn't matter if it's 60 yamas long, it's not big enough. Nothing's big enough. So what's he saying? He's saying is, look, if your love is strong, you'll be happy with whatever you have. And if your love is not strong, so you'll be miserable whatever you have. Nothing's going to be good enough for you. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says, I'm a Rav Huna Kroik CD. What? This is all in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, all the sayings. There are more sayings elsewhere, but Rav Tzadik is specifically going on the second of this Gemara. So what does that mean? That means that if a person has seichel, he realizes that getting along in marriage just makes people happier people. So Mamela, it pays to put effort into getting along because you'd be happier. But Shmuel said, or Rav Huna in this case, said the Rabbi Shalom wants it. Rabbi Shalom wants it. Rabbi Shalom said it. It's two different measures of Avaida. Avraham, what's the Archaim HaKadosh say? That the first Nakuda is easy. Avraham's Nesayim was to be entered on the second Nakuda as well. And that second Nakuda, that's already much more difficult. Avraham and Light, right? Avraham's story is not getting along with Light. So what would you do? Normally you think a rich man, here you have a rich man, he's a world millionaire, he's got some guy who takes along with him and makes money with him. Now he's fighting with my Rayim, I'm fighting with his Rayim. So you give him the boot, you're going to talk nicely to him. Right? You give him the boot. He says, no, Avraham talks very nicely to him. He says, right? He says we have to separate. Pare Nome Alai. Yamin Vasmila. He's not chasing him away. He says, you go one way, I'll go the other way. It's even. Avraham didn't fight. Why didn't he fight? Because he knew that the Rashlan doesn't want to fight. Avraham was aiming on Torah. I'm not even talking how Avraham could figure out the mitzvah of lulav or shayfer, any of these things. Al pi svara, I have no clue. But even the beinon lachaveira things, which are svaradik, he was aimed on it mitzad ratan habayre, mitzad ratan Hashem. So that's a tremendous level of avodas Hashem. What comes out, what we have to learn from the Gemara, is the two things. Lamaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Eskola Gagadol, he told him Agat L'Shemecha, he told him these things. L'chayr, if the Archayim is Kaddish is right, why didn't Hashem just say go and not tell him any benefit? But it seems that the avoda is to make it, but to work with the benefits that a person has. Certainly if the benefits help a person, so that's also. A person knows that by fighting it's worse for him. A person knows that he's going to be unhappy if he doesn't compromise on things. So that's good. But the reason ultimately a person does it is because it's right. That's what carries the day. L'maisa, in Bein Adam L'Chaveira, we have two reasons to behave in Bein Adam L'Chaveira. One is because it makes sense. Most of us, I think, are as smart as Hahu in most cases, that we know if we keep our mouth shut, we're better off. If there's friction between somebody and somebody else, most people know that, certainly if it's a person's home, to have friction, everyone knows it makes his life more miserable, it makes everyone's life more miserable. But that level doesn't always do the trick. Because for Maisa, we have the Nisyainis, it's not easy. And B'shas Maisa, you get upset, your seichel is out of balance. The person answers back. A person who could do like Shmuel and realize that it's more than just a practical thing. It's Ratzon Hashem. It's not easy, but a person who could do that, it's a whole different level. It's a whole different level. We learn from Avraham that the person has that within himself also. To be able to realize Rakat Shechati Kachminena, to be able to realize that person, that you're capable of doing it. It's within every person. That's the aside. It's within every person to be able to be Aymer Alaymas. That's Rakat Shechati Kachminena. So these are two levels of Avaida. I don't think we're Avraham Avinu. It's a big enough thing that we're Aymer on the MS even for practical reasons. But there are times where knowing it more is gets you further. So this is Reb Tzadik's machshava on this idea of every person being able to be Aymer Alev. The third, so we have the Archaim HaKadosh and Reb Tzadik. The third Nakuda that I wanted to tell you for the parasha has to do with a Rashi in the beginning of the parasha. Rashi says, "Ati yadati ki isha yifas mare'ot." So as Rashi say, that till now Avram didn't know. But now Avram knew. Till now, when they had sneer shavishneim, they didn't gaze upon each other. Again, this is Avram of some madrega, and now they did. Now Avram, who saw her by mistake, said Ati Adati. So there's a mashav of a Basra, I believe it's Dr. Zion. I think it's a famous mashav. Mashav is the Kasha from Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin on the beginning of the second parak, and the Mem Aleph Amar Aleph says, Asa L'Adam L'Kadish Yishat Shirena. Gemara says that there's an Isser to marry a woman that you don't see. Shenemar, what's the pasuk Gemara brings? We have to learn Echa Kamaicha. Where's the Shema Tisgane Allah? When you marry her and bang, you'll see what you got stuck with. And you'll say, I have to learn Echa Kamaicha, and I'm fighting with her. And so the Gemara says, it's Asr to marry a woman, actually. The fact of Marsha, Avraham Avinu was like Ryan Issa. So the Marsha says two Tarutzim. I think one is famous, which Tarutz everyone knows. Terror. You never had any Teresa. That's not the Marsha's Teresa. I thought, well, no. I guess it's not something that the elementary school would say and tell their. I think the most famous Teresa is the Marsha's first Teresa, which is that Avada, when Avram married her when they were 20 years old, he saw her. 70 years passed. They figured by now she's old and Zampari's not going to be after her anymore. Now he said, he looked at her then because the Chayi Halach is Machayiv him. And now he didn't look at her, and now 70 years later he saw by mistake. He said, now I know that even in your old age you're still beautiful. That's the Mashah's, the first Teret. And the Mashah's second Teret It's like it must have Haskell, the second Teret. He says that that Avram didn't keep the Torah until after Bris Milah. That Avram, this thing that Avram kept called Torah Kula, was only after his Bris. Before he didn't. I'm telling you the second Teret now. Okay? That Avram didn't keep Kol Torah Kula until after Bris Milah. And this was before Bris Milah. So before Bris Milah, he didn't keep all the whole Torah. So why did he leave out? You know, once we were talking about, you know, if you didn't have to keep the Torah, which Avera would you do? If you could have 5 minutes, that you put it for mitzvahs. You know, so which thing would you do? You know, you go taste a cheeseburger, or you, right, there was some place he said he would put on his left shoe first and cry his right shoe first. So Avraham Avinu, he didn't keep the Torah, so which one did he not keep? This din, that Oslo Akadi Shisha Achirena, that's the one Avraham didn't keep. It was a Mechoyis keep all Torah, so he didn't keep it. That's a Mechoyis second Torah. So what? It may be more than one, but I'm saying this is he wasn't Mechoyis to keep it, even though other things he did keep, but this he didn't keep. That's the whole problem with the
Torah. He did it because it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. And Ben Alach.
He didn't do it because of the mitzvah, but he did it because it was the right thing to do.
But Marshall, the second Torah, is saying that he didn't do it. All other mitzvahs he kept was the right thing to do, not because of Avraham. L'chayra, there's a problem with the Marsha, which I saw in the Mashkas Shemin. He asked the Kasha, and it's Gevaldik Kasha. I don't know the Teretz. He asks, he actually has two good Kashas, two different Kashas, they're both right. He asks that the whole Marsha doesn't make sense. Because Marsha asks, how could Avram get married without looking at him? But the whole Easter is Shemin Tizgan Olav, that later, if he got married, but if Avraham never planned to look at her later either, so then he shouldn't have to look at her then either. The only reason you have to look then is because there's an assumption you'll look after marriage and Shemit is gone. Well, how much kasha doesn't start? Is that a kasha? What? He's about okay, he knew it happened by mistake.
That's the
halakha. The halakha, you have to do no matter what.
Well, so that's maybe what the halakha of Kamaika is. That if he doesn't look at it as a marriage, he never looks at her.
But he didn't, Rashi says. But it was Shneyan. He says they both agreed that he didn't do it against the law. All right, let's see if you have a terrorist in second kasha. Yeah, what about you? Eliezer was Makadish Yitzchak without Yitzchak seeing Rivka. Yes, it's a Galabika Kasha. Like here, the Marsha makes the whole tumult about Avraham. What about Yitzchak? The Gemara, what's the Gemara's case in the Medaf Me'amal? It says you shouldn't make a Shliach the Makashi Yisha for you without you seeing her. And Yitzchak did it with Rivka Lachayra. He made Shliach. So why was wrong with the Gemara? It says you shouldn't do it any day Shliach. Why didn't you just make the Shliach or the Shliach to take a look at her too? The Gemara seems to say that you have to know yourself, you know, but the Tambarei Achim is Sakeach, you know, a person has to be appealing to someone, and you can't. Anyway, so these are good caches. They meet, they just don't know each other, some don't see at all.
Yeah.
So maybe they don't like it. At any rate, what's the moral of this? The moral of the story is that before you marry someone, you should look at them. I don't think I have to tell you that. I'll tell you what the moral of it is. What's the reason that a person has to look at a woman before he marries her? So you would say, to make sure you'll be happy. Right? To make sure you'll be happy. That's what the Gemara says. That's not what the Gemara says, to make sure you'll be happy. I'll tell you, this is a true thing that happened to me. It goes back maybe 10 years. Someone in my neighborhood in Flatbush, he was dating already for maybe 10 years, and he called me up. He told me, you know, it's not going. I want to meet with you and talk to you. Maybe you have to straighten out something. So I said, fine. I'm going to meet him Shabbos afternoon. So I came, I came to shul, it was yet in the old building, and I made up I'd meet him like half an hour before. So I met him. And this is exactly the way the language went. He said, and he said, look, I want to know what's important in dating. One thing I know, she has to have good looks, because I'll say, but besides that, what else is important? That's the way he spoke to me. So I told him, that there's nothing for me to talk to you about. You're coming from a different planet than me, a different language than me. Like, that's the only thing you know about dating after 10 years. And I didn't talk to him. I told him, it's a waste of time for me to talk to you. You have to, I don't know, go talk to somebody who comes from a different value system than me. You know, like I don't understand. And I didn't talk. It wasn't shy for me to talk to somebody who sits down that way. Like, the only thing he knows, you know. What does the Gemara say? It's also to marry a woman until you see her. The Gemara says, because you may not be able to make her happy. You have to l'reicha kamaicha, not because you have to be happy. It's because v'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha, you have to be able to treat the person properly. And if you're unhappy, you may not be able to treat her properly. The nekuda is not on your happiness. The nekuda is on how you treat that person. The person Dave, who's looking if he'll be happy. Here, if he's not going to be happy, he's not going to be satisfied. Dating is to make sure that whoever you marry is somebody that you can deal with the person properly. That once you're married, you can deal with that person properly. So what's the connection to what I refer to the Red Tzaddik and the Rechaim HaKadosh? The connection is that this din that also Makadi Shisha Shirena, I think many of us could be oimed on our own if the Gemara didn't say it. I think a lot of us, we could be oimed on it on our own. I don't know if you never heard that there was such a Gemara that you would agree to get married without meeting the woman. I don't think you would do it. You could be oimed on it on your own. You could behave on it, behave that way. But that's not going to bring you hatzlacha. What's going to bring you hatzlacha is that the goal in dating is to make sure it's somebody that you could satisfy, that you can make happy. If two people get married and each one's goal is to make the other one happy, so they will both be happy. If each one has a goal to be happy and to be satisfied, so you can be sure neither of them will be satisfied. It's not. It's a whole different. It's a whole different mahalach. The author b'kadish isha achi yirena is not so you should be happy. So you can make sure you keep the other person happy. I would assume the mashia means that there's a halacha. Also b'kadish isha achi yirena. So Avraham will say, "I'm sure I'll be happy. Not a problem." Mashia says that's not good enough. Otherwise, mashia's kasha wouldn't be a kasha. Avraham will say, "I'll never look at it." If the issue was Avraham's own self-gratification, the person's a Baal Taiva, so he has to have a woman that he'll be happy with. So Avraham could say, "I'm not into self-gratification, I'm not into these things, and for me it's not a problem." So it's not a frumkeit that he should see him. But if the frumkeit of meeting a woman before you marry her is to make sure you can make her happy, so then Avraham Avinu can't say, "Look, I'm sure that I'll be happy." When are you sure you'll be happy? I'm worried you'll be happy. I'm sure that you'll be. The question is, can you make her happy? So on that cheshbon, Avraham Avinu will say, "I'm sure." So Mashal assumed that doesn't work that way. You can't say, Avraham will say, "Ah, look, I'm never going to look at her. It'll never be a problem." If it's your happiness, you could say that. If it's your achrayus to someone else, so you have to make sure that you can meet your achrayus. It's a different hergish in the same Gemara. The same din of Asa L'Kadosh Isha Shirena. It's a different hergish when you say Shenema. Like, it's just like the Gemara. Who anybody could say. But to say Shenema, V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamaicha, to say which pasuk it comes from, that's a different level of avoda. So this is the Nakuda, which has many applications. Nakuda, A, that is within everybody. Everybody has the kayak within him. To be either on the amita, the amitus of Dvaram Shel Torah, and Beis, that has two madregas. That two madregas is the practical madrega, which is also important. And then there's the lishma, the more lishmatika madrega, the madrega that's there for the purpose of Ratzon Hashem. Godless of Avraham Avinu is that he was able to be oimed on it, loyim kashal davar. And that's the Rechaim HaKadosh's Nakuda. And according to Rav Tzadik, that applies to everybody. And this Marsha, I think, applies specifically to this one one part of life, which really, I mean, that's the Gemara that says you're allowed to date. Gemara advised people to date before they get married, says this Gemara. But again, it has the two levels. A person has to know there are two levels. And even if you're not on Madrega, to ignore the personal level, but the focus should be on the second level as well.